good to see everyone here this evening. There are many, many interesting people in the Bible, and it's good for us to study about these people. We can learn from their mistakes and benefit from their good. Let's see what John has to say about this in 3 John, verse 11. 3 John, verse 11. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. There's a beautiful young woman in the Old Testament named Rebecca. Let's notice some important things about Rebecca this evening. Let's start this lesson by looking at Rebecca's father-in-law-to-be, Abraham. As Abraham grew old, he became concerned about Isaac getting a proper wife. Every parent should be concerned about whom his child is going to marry, and he should begin early to teach him the traits of a proper mate. Because of his concern, Abraham called his oldest servant, and let's see what Abraham told him in Genesis 24. Genesis chapter 24, and if you have something to mark your Bible with, we'll be turning back and forth a little bit. From the Old Testament to the New Testament. Genesis 24, and let's look at, starting at verse 1. Genesis 24 and verse 1. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, please put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac. Abraham assured the servant. In verse 7, let's skip down there. Genesis 24 and verse 7. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to your descendants I give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. It should not be a surprise for us to find that his servant was engaged in prayer when he arrived in Nahor. Now let's look at verses 12 through 14. Genesis 24, 12 through 14. Then he said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, and I will also give your camels a drink, let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. His request basically was for God to show him who he would select for Isaac's wife. Also, let's look now at verses 15 through 19. Chapter 24, 15 through 19. And it happened before he had finished speaking that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Malchah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher and with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin, no man had known her, and she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, please let me drink a little water from your pitcher. So she said, drink, my lord. Then she hastened to let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking. She did exactly as the man had prayed. Rebecca was the answer to the servant's prayer. After willingly giving the servant a drink, Rebecca said, I will draw also for your camels until they have finished drinking. Genesis 24:19. This was no small job. Camels go sometimes for days without drinking water. And when water is given, they drink large quantities. A good wife and mother will be an energetic worker. The worthy woman of Proverbs 31 worked with her hands in delight. She purchased a field, and from her earnings she plants a vineyard. She made linen garments and sold them. And that's found in Proverbs 31, 13 through 19, and also Proverbs 31 and verse 24. Paul condemns those who learn to be idle. If you would turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, and let's read verse 13. 1 Timothy 5 and verse 13. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. Rebecca was not this way. After the servant had told Rebecca's parents how she was the answer to his prayer, let's see how she responded, or how they responded, excuse me. Back to Genesis 24. Genesis 24, and we'll read verses 50 and 51. Genesis 24, 50 and 51. Then Laban and Bethuel, how you pronounce that, answered and said, "The thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. Here is Rebecca before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son, as the Lord has spoken." Later, Rebecca was asked, "Will you go with this man?" Now let's see what she said in verse 58. Chapter 24 and verse 58. Excuse me. Then they called Rebecca and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." So she, like Abraham, was willing to leave her loved ones behind and go to a strange place simply because it was the will of God. My friends, we need to have that resolve. We should be ready to respond to any call of God. We need the same attitude as the Apostle Paul. Let's look at Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's look at what Rebecca did as she approached Isaac in Genesis 24 and verse 65. Genesis 24 and verse 65. Actually, we'll start at 64. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel. For she had said to the servant, "Who is this man walking in the field to meet us?" And the servant said, It is my master. So she took a veil and covered herself. Excuse me. This act was a sign of modesty. This type of modesty had kept Rebekah pure. In Genesis 14 and verse 16, the starting of that, the first part of that scripture, said concerning her, "Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin, no man had known her." Unlike many young women today, Rebecca knew that she did not have to display her body before the world to attract some young man. Unlike many young women today, she brought a pure body to the marriage altar. Older women need to teach young women to be pure or chaste. Let's look at Titus 2 and verse 5. Titus chapter 2 and verse 5. Actually, let's back up to verse 3. Titus 2 and verse 3. "The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed." Such teaching will include the type of clothing they should wear and how to conduct themselves before the opposite sex. Let's look at 1 Timothy 2, verses 9 and 10. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. And the only difficulty is that a lot of older women nowadays need to be taught this themselves. Rebecca was a comfort to her husband. Let's look at Genesis 24 and verse 67. Genesis 24 and verse 67. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Let's see what the wise man wrote in Proverbs 18 and verse 22. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. A wife who loves her husband, Titus 2 and verse 4, who submits to him, Colossians 3 and verse 18, and who respects him, Ephesians 5:33, will certainly be a comfort to him in every way. The family of Isaac and Rebecca was a praying family. When Rebecca was unable to have children, let's look at what they did. Look at Genesis 25 and verse 21. Genesis 25 and verse 21. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. After Rebekah conceived, the children struggled together within her. Let's see what she did in verse 22. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, if all is well, why am I this way? So she went to inquire of the Lord. When Rebecca had a problem, she knew who to turn to. When we have problems that trouble us, we need to call on the Lord. Christians should not be worrywarts. Let's look again at what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Actually, we'll read 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Also, let's see what the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Even with these good traits that we see in Rebecca, she was one who sinned on occasion. One of the sins of Rebecca was showing favoritism to one of her children. Let's look at Genesis 25 and verse 28. Genesis 25 and verse 28. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebecca loved Jacob. Parents are to love their children. Period. Titus 2 and verse 4. We should not show partiality to one above another. If we do, it will cause problems. It did with Isaac and Rebecca, and it did later when Jacob did the same thing with his son Joseph. Let's turn to Genesis 37. Genesis chapter 37. And we'll read verses 3 and 4. Genesis 37, verses 3 and 4. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Rebekah was also guilty of the sin of lying. Twice Abraham and Sarah had lied about their marital condition because of fear that Abraham might be killed by someone wanting to take the beautiful Sarah for their wife. Isaac and Rebekah committed the same sin. If you would turn to Genesis chapter 26. Back to Genesis chapter 26. Now we'll read verses 6 through 11. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him about his wife, and he said, "She is my sister." For he was afraid to say, "She is my wife," because he thought, lest the men of the place might kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold. Now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw, and there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Quite obviously she is your wife, so how can you say she is my sister?" And Isaac said to him, "Because I said, lest I die on her account of her." And Abimelech said, "What is this that you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. As one sin often leads to another, so the sin of showing favoritism to Jacob led Rebekah to plot with her son to lie to Isaac. They worked together to deceive the aged Isaac into blessing Jacob over his brother Esau. If you would turn to Genesis 27, Genesis 27, and we're going to read verses 1 through 29 here. Genesis 27, and we'll start at verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son," and he answered to him, "Here I am." And he said, "Behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And make me a savory food such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul, may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speaking to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him. Excuse me. And I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in her house, and he put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you have told me. Please arise, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may be blessed, that your soul may bless me. But Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly? Found it so quickly, my son. And he said, Because the Lord your God brought it to me. Then Isaac said to Jacob, Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him, and he said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. Then he said, Are you really my son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore my God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. She also seemed to be deceptive about the reason why she wanted Jacob to return to her home. She told Jacob one thing and Isaac another in Genesis 27, verses 42 through 46. And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah, so she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him, then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heath. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heath, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Let's remember what happens to liars. If you would turn to Revelation 21, and we'll read verse 8. Revelation 21 and verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The Bible does not tell us when Rebekah died. She may have died before Jacob ever returned home. Genesis 49. Let's turn to Genesis 49. I'll just read it. Genesis 49, and let's read 29 through 33. Genesis 29. Not 49, excuse me. 49 and verse 29. Then he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people, buried with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite as a possession for a burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife, and there I buried Leah. Now let's look at the life of Rebecca as we close here. Are the good qualities in her life found in your life? They should be. Are the bad qualities of her life found in yours? They shouldn't be. If they are, you need to repent. Remember 3 John verse 11, "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good." That's the lesson this afternoon. Again, after studying Rebecca for just a short time this evening, if anyone has any of those things in their life that may not be what God wants them to be doing, and you want to repent of those things and turn away from those things, we can help you this evening by praying with you if you come forward and let us know. There isn't anybody here that hasn't obeyed the gospel, but we'll offer it anyway. If there happened to be somebody here that hasn't obeyed the gospel, we can help you with that this evening as well. We encourage you to come forward as we stand and sing.